Good evening, everyone. This is day 14 of Audio Mo, just about. It's 11:15 p.m. And I'm sitting downstairs. I've been listening to my book, which is Outlander Book 3, Voyager. And Connor is home with Rosie, his girlfriend, and they're off to Paris. They're getting a taxi to the station at 4:30 in the morning to go up to St. Pancras to catch the Eurostar. And Obi is, he's gone upstairs. He's still awake. And I was sitting down here for a while because I didn't think I'd sleep if I went to bed. And I've got the radio on in the kitchen, as you can probably hear. Some request show, which is mostly like old people. It's Radio Kent. It's not actually Radio Kent. I think it comes from Radio Oxford. But it's like networked across the southeast, so I call it a ghastly programme. When I was staying with my mum after the fire, she loved it. But I just leave it on because it's background noise, really. And I was sitting here, minding my own business, listening to my book. I could hear it in the background. And then the song came on. I think it's from Les Miserables, Bring Him Home. And I was listening to my book, and I could hear it in the background. And suddenly I realised that I had tears streaming down my face. It was surreal. And I turned my Audible off to listen to it. And if someone had asked me, can you think of a song that makes you cry? I would never have thought of that one. And even if someone had said, Bring Me Home, that's a lovely song. But it was really weird because you know, even without me realising, it was really affecting me, deeply affecting me. Now, I know a piece of music that makes me feel very emotional is The Lark Ascending by Vaughan Williams, but for songs, I don't really know. I've never actually really thought about it, but, well, with this one, I didn't have to. It just, without me realising, made me cry. It's such an emotional song. Anyway, I hadn't known what to talk about for today, and hence that it's nearly not today anymore. So I thought I'd just put this out there. Sorry I can't play it for you. I don't have Boss Jock on my phone or iPad. One of these days I will get it and play around with it, but if you want to look it up, please feel free. I don't know who it was that was singing it, but it was a man. And he sang it beautifully. Anyway, that's it, and I'll doubtless be back tomorrow with more Audio Mo.